And good morning. You're listening to WKGC. We're the Morning Mix. I'm Tom Hoots, and I'm up here with some guests. That was Meghan Trainor, and I'm Gonna Lose You. We've got some guests in the studio with us today. A return guest, Robert Barnes, and he's brought a sidekick, Chris Moser. Robert, let us know why you're here. What are you up to? I mean, you're always up to something, but.
Well, we're here to talk about the upcoming events next week and other events that are going on this week related to the long-term recovery process for the city of Panama City and the downtown waterfront master planning visioning sessions happening next week.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, this is some form of a community input thing that we're doing. You're looking for comment and questions from the community on this, are you not?
Absolutely. It's the citizen input is the most important part of this. That's what will make it successful. This is something we've been advocating for a year and a half of our existence, Panama City Growing Strong. The recovery process, this is basically two different events that are kind of coming together at the same time. Their long-term recovery is related to Hurricane Michael, and then the visioning events that we really have been promoting has not really changed because of the hurricane, but they're able to work the two in together. So this is where the citizens can get together and actually share their input, their vision, their desire of what they want to see Panama City grow into in the future. It is a designing in real time process. They can have visual using computer graphics and whatnot to actually see what the city can look like.
Wow.
A lot of that can result in land use ordinance changes that may alter where and how things are built and what type of quality of life we have for the long run and waterfront access, a myriad of different considerations.
So you're really looking way out into the, and parts of this is looking way out into the future for not only what Panama City is hurricane recovery and storm repair, but also what the vision for that whole area, the downtown cities, I guess you'd call them, Panama City and St. Andrews, are going to be.
This is a multi-generational project, a vision for decades to come.
Wow, that's a lot of work. It's a really cool idea to actually plan things instead of just letting them happen. Whatever fits inside your building code is what happens. So.
Well, this process is something that's been really refined in other communities around the country and the world even. And the team that's going to be leading these design charrettes next week, Dover Colin Partners, are world leaders in doing this sort of thing and actually designing communities and bringing out the best in the citizens as far as coming together with a consensus of how we want our city to go. So it's a proven methodology, and we're just tickled pink to have it happening now.
Yeah, wow. And how did you guys come upon this? I mean, what was the genesis of this whole process?
Well, you know, back the marina has been discussed for development for the longest time, back in 2017 when the quote-unquote Sonnenblick plan was out there. We just saw a real need to have try and at least have a seat at the table. Quite honestly, we kind of thought that was a done deal, and we wanted to have some say-so in it. So we decided to take a positive approach and start learning about other considerations for building something that massive. We reached out to organizations around the country and urban planners and really had a grassroots team of individuals. Chris included here was one of our early members that conceived of this. And we just gathered information, educated ourselves, and shared that education with the city by bringing speakers in over the course of the last 18 months to teach us.
I mean, really exciting development that, you know, doing this grassroots organizing and garnering ideas from your citizenry rather than just hiring somebody to do it.
You know, we were really fortunate that these mayor and the city commission really took to the concept very well. And when the new city manager came on board, he was well versed in this consideration and wanted to do something like this as part of his initiative for the city. So our efforts were legitimized by a good leadership in the city.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We got a song coming up, I think, by George Thorogood, and we'll listen to that. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit with the PC Growing Strong folks about how you, as a citizen of Panama City, can get involved and get your ideas heard.